You know, my friends, Gema Sport is a premier full-service provider of embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products and services located in Hartford on Ledyard Street. Now, you're probably saying, what are we doing with Gema Sport? Well, how about all the T-shirts that are made? Tom Brady had his shirt number 12 stolen. And what about those that think they're going to win? And how about the Atlanta club that everybody thought was going to win? I mean, when were those T-shirts made? And we thought we'd do a little feature, Dan, this morning on this. I think it's interesting, don't you?
I do too, Brad. So honored to have in the Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair, Roberto S. Jansiracusa, president and owner of Gema Sport. Roberto, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Take us through what your company must have to go through, because you're licensed by the NFL to produce this apparel. What are you going through the day of the Super Bowl?
Well, basically what ends up happening is we get marching orders the day before the championship game. If it's the Super Bowl, the Major League World Series, whatever it is, they tell us it's, the Patriots win, you're doing this. If Atlanta wins, you're doing that. And from there, we get our crew ready and, you know, make sure we're prepared, and we start the process. We do this work with a company called 47 Brand. They're out of Massachusetts. They're the licensed company. We are the manufacturer, one of the manufacturers for them.
But what happens like the other day? During that game, everybody thought that Atlanta was going to win. Now, T-shirts were made, I'm sure, that they had won. Is that correct?
Yeah. Fortunately, we weren't. We didn't do any. But what ends up happening sometimes, these stores do what's called burn orders. You know, if it's World Series and a team is up 2-0 or 3-1, they kind of hedge their bets and they say, okay, we're going to do 200 hats or 2,000 shirts and get them ready, and if the team wins, then we're the first one, first store that has that product to sell. If they lose, they're called burn orders, and they pretty much, you know, destroy the product, you know, and move.
So it's gambling then.
Yeah,
on sports shirts.
They do. There's not a lot of times that does happen. What does happen though, there probably is about 100. Or so T-shirts that are made and hats that are made before, so both teams have them on, you know, on the field. So when they celebrate, so you know that's really not a big deal for, you know, these professional teams. But that's what usually happens. The stories of, you know, making thousands of T-shirts and thousands of hats, that doesn't really happen that often. I think a few years ago it got hyped up when the Patriots were 18-0 and lost in the World Series, lost in the Super Bowl, and you know, and I think there were stories that, you know, like 300,000 T-shirts were made and destroy them. So,
Roberto, now your crew, did they get to work overnight? Give us a run through.
Yeah, so usually what ends up happening depending on what how many, you know, pieces we have to make. We usually come in at you know, right after the game. You know, 11:30, 12 o'clock, and they start producing at that time. There are times when we wait a little bit, come in at 3-4 in the morning, and start as well. But you know, it's, you know, we have a, you know, regular business that we run throughout the year, and then when this happens, it kind of shifts everything, and everyone's got to really step up. And I'm so fortunate and blessed to have a tremendous group of people that have been with me for many years, and this would not happen without them. So that's first and foremost, because I'm able to, you know, I discuss this with them before we pull the trigger and go forward, and it's been great. It's been great.
You know, well, the reason that we wanted you on, and we'd read about you, I know that you started way back in 1952, and your father, Luigi, came over from Italy, with a trade as a tailor, and his goal one day was to open an apparel company. Well, it's not really an apparel company like you would think. However, a very successful company, Gema Sport in Hartford, and I've known about you for a long, long time and have always been fascinated and said to Dan, you know, I just wonder how many of these T-shirts are wasted, and you just told us that this is kind of like gambling in the beginning, right?
Yes, I mean, at the beginning it is, and the good thing for us is, you know, we are, we're the manufacturer, so we basically, when they tell us what to do, we do it. So we're not directly involved in the process of, you know, these other companies hedging their bets, because we're going to get the order. If Atlanta wins and we were doing Patriots hats or shirts, then, you know, we would do those and then we would do the other ones. It's the department stores that these hats get distributed to that really are hedging their bets, you know, the Dick's and the Modell's. And
Roberto, I've got to run, but we wanted you on just to kind of explain how it all happens. Gema Sport right here in Hartford on Ledyard Street. And again, thanks a million, and glad you're in the United States.